Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Sunday evening, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Dobie Pope, and Mr. Derek Tugulindihile. Mr. D, what's going on?
What's going on, Glory? What's going on, great people? It's your boy in the house, Mr. Corona, because I'm just that contagious.
Mr. Debonair. Sister Evangelist Peppercorn, how you doing, darling? I'm doing all right. How's everybody doing this beautiful day? Hey. I want to sing my song all day long.
All right. Oh,
Mr. Peppercorn, you ain't got the mask on. First, we practicing social distances. I need 6,000 feet in between.
That's right. That's why I'm glad we're more than 6,000 feet, because we on the air. We on the air, and you where you is, and I ain't where I was at.
Oh, Lord, we know we on the air. Here she go, I was at,
germs.
You is.
Germs seeping through the airways.
Oh, we just glad to be on the air. Dr. Philip Deuce, we're going to be praying for him today that he's healed and delivered in the name of Jesus. So before we get crunk on this broadcast, we're going to start praying. We need to pray hard. I need y'all to focus. I need you to close your eyes if you have to. But call out to the Holy Spirit of God, because we need him in the house right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have so blessed us with. We woke up this morning with the blood running warm in our veins and in our right minds this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you for this broadcast and all of our listeners that's listening in, and we thank you for all the hosts that's on the air right now. Father, we express a prayer going out to one of our hosts, Dr. Philip Dukes, right now in Riviera Beach, Florida. Father, we ask you to reach all the way down and bring him all the way up in the name of Jesus. We pray for his healing and deliverance right now in Jesus' name, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We know that healing is within us, Lord God, because the Holy Ghost lives there. And Father, we say that Holy Ghost is in Philip Deuce, and we know that the anointing is present, and there's no germ, no disease, no virus, nothing that can hold on to that body and live. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak that prayer for every sick and shut in person right now from the sound of my voice and all over this nation, because Lord, we're going through trials and tribulations right now, but we just want to thank you that you are our deliverer, you are our refuge and our fortress, and it's you who we depend on and we believe and have faith in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, amen,
amen. Well, we're queuing up the shout track now, so when he's healed, as I said, when he's here,
when
we can go ahead and rejoice.
When.
Yeah, so we
Hallelujah.
Can rejoice together.
Yes,
amen.
That's right. That's right. Well, we just thank God. We're gonna crank it up with every praise, because I believe every praise needs to go out right now for everyone that's not feeling well in their bodies. Every
that's
praise
right.
right now needs to go out for those that do feel well in their bodies, to uplift somebody that may be down. Uplift somebody that needs you. Because it's going to take a whole nation to come together to get this
praise
thing
way
under
through.
Control. Y'all need to be obedient. Obedient. Tell it. That's what I mean.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who
I got.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's who
I got.
Come on, everybody.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's who I got. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise.
God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and
praise.
It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Every praise. Every praise.
Jam. Every praise. Hezekiah. You know, we don't say Hezekiah. Hezekiah.
Hezekiah.
Hezekiah. That sounds good. I like that. Hezekiah.
H. Oh, what was that? H-E-Z-E-K-Y.
K-Y.
Hezekiah. Hezekiah.
Hezekiah. Hezekiah.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Right here. Look here, we get ready to do the news, gospel news for this day from my minister Gary Tucker be in the house right here.
This article, a felony cough. That's right, a felony cough.
Oh, felony cough. Some more not gospel news. Here we go.
A woman who played a twisted prank at a Pennsylvania grocery store this past Wednesday by purposely coughing on about $35,000 worth of food that had been thrown, had to be thrown out.
What?
Was charged with four felonies, including counts of making terroristic threats. Today was a very challenging day. Joe Fasula wrote Wednesday on the Facebook page of the Jerry supermarket chain, which he owns. A woman who the police know to be a chronic problem in the community walked into the chain's store and proceeded to purposely cough on all the fresh produce in the small section and the small section of the bakery, meat case, and groceries. The police department said in the statement on Thursday that the subject, identified as Margaret Circo, was making threats that she was sick while coughing and spitting on the food. She continued this behavior in several aisles before attempting to steal a 12-pack of beer as she was ordered to leave the store by employees. Special kind of stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
She was arrested and charged with two felony counts of terroristic threats, one felony count of threats to use a biological agent, and one felony count of criminal mischief. She also faces criminal attempt to commit retail theft and disorderly conduct. She underwent a mental health evaluation on Wednesday, police said, and authorities were working to get her tested for coronavirus. Also, while this was little doubt this woman was doing it as a very twisted prank, we had no choice but to throw out all the product she came in contact with. Working closely with the health inspector, we identified every area that she was in. We disposed of the product and thoroughly cleaned and disinfected everything. Fasula wrote that the supermarket staff estimated the value of the food to be well over $35,000. I am absolutely sick to my stomach about the loss of food. While it is always a shame when food is wasted, in these times when so many people are worried about the security of our food supply, it's even more disturbing. Let me tell you something.
That's so sad.
See,
oh my goodness.
Here's where you know she was not in the right neighborhood. Because if that had been the Wayfield grocery store over on Martin Luther King.
Don't make a laugh. Don't do it.
If that had been Wayfield grocery store over on Martin Luther King, by the time she got to aisle four, she'd have been. Y'all would have had to deal with. She'd have had a whole lot more on her hand to deal with.
Yeah. They don't play over there. They don't play over there, Mr. D.
No, sir. Look, then afterwards, after they done got out the store, they be like, look, so y'all.
You went out for a minute.
So then once they get laid out the store, you know, somebody will come up and say, hey, look, you know, I know she done coughed on it, but y'all going to mark it down.
You making me cough. Stop.
I mean, you know, half price. You know, I ain't going.
What's wrong with you, Mr. Deagle?
Half price, I'm going to put it on the grill.
Oh,
kill
no.
All the germs.
I'm not going to be eating at your house ever again. Ever. When you ate the first time. That's not your business. Fight in the studio.
I'm going to see some foolishness you have to look past. So, anyhow.
But you know, they got all these wicked people. It's so many wicked people out here with this. She probably don't even have the coronavirus. She's just doing it because she wants some beer. And don't want nobody around her coming near her while she get this beer. But see, while she playing, now she locked up.
Well, yeah, see, I didn't read the full thing, but come to find out, she's been a problem in that store before, so she should have been banned from that store before.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, they kept letting her come in there. She come in there and be a problem every time she come in there. Fooling
mm-hmm.
with me, that would have been the last time. The first time would have been her last time.
Last time, right. Well, we got, just like you're seeing all this stuff on the internet and stuff that people are doing, wickedness. And they just don't understand. And, I'm going to be talking a little bit about some stuff, some faith
it's crazy.
Some gospel stuff, but before the broadcast ends. But you got people so wicked, and the devil is so rampant out there with their foolishness. You got people digging up their nose on the model bus, wiping their boogers all up and down the poles. So when you come in and put your hand on the pole to stand up, you get a coronavirus. I don't know. They say that the coronavirus can live up to 12 hours if it's on metal, aluminum, or any hard surface like that. It can live up to 12 hours.
Yeah.
If somebody just coughs on you or sneeze on you or whatever, you got 5 minutes to catch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why they tell you to keep your distance.
Yeah, keep your distance. And, if We don't know, so we just have to take all the precaution we can.
Because
the
United States never had nothing like this before. So, I was just looking at Trump live, and they was asking him all these questions. He only can, speculate or whatever, or go by what somebody told him.
He don't know.
Why are y'all coming up with all these questions? Well, do you think we're going to be here next week? Do you think it's going to be here next week? Crazy questions like that don't make no sense to me.
I mean, I'm not a big Trump supporter. I'm not a big Trump supporter, and it's evident he's not the brightest dude in the world. But I mean, a lot of them questions he doesn't know. But I guess as the president, he just can't come out and say, "Hey, look, I don't know. I know just as much as you know."
Well, he did. He did say, "Well, he did say, well, I really couldn't answer that question because we've never had this before." Da 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 da. But some of them questions are stupid questions. They done told you we never had epidemics like this before. Now,
right.
After this one, maybe you'll learn some, you'll have some sense. And maybe, like God said, he'll heal your land if you be obedient to his word. Uh huh. Yeah. Uh huh. I said it. What you gonna do?
Uh-huh.
I said it. Right.
Uh-huh. Tons.
Because see, God been good to us. He been so good to us, and see, now y'all done made him mad. Tied his hands up. Now that he tied his hands, took his hands off the United States. Y'all better get it together. You better repent. That's why I said we need a world revival. A world.
Mm-hmm.
A world revival. We need to. I'm telling you, he's been too good to us. Y'all better. What?
That's right. Look.
Anyway.
So, I had a question. And I know it's going to hurt a lot of people, especially your CME members, your Christmas, Mother Day, and Easter members. y'all can't go buy your Easter suits to go show off for Easter service.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then leave it in the account. Leave your money in the account. You're going to need it. Don't take your stimulus check going to buy no Easter outfit because you ain't going to be going to church.
Look, so you can't buy, nook and spank a butt, nice little lavender suit with the, with the ruffles, and, the daddy can't go buy no, fake gators. And the burgundy.
God
be
good to you.
You go out and buy all this stuff for one day.
Day.
And we're going to see you more.
One day. Well, you see me. I have my head on Christmas, on Easter. And you might see me on the next week with that hat in 2 weeks from that. Because, baby, I'll be styling. so dumb. Get it right now. Make sure you know you don't. You ain't talking to me. I know I am. We're not talking to you. Don't you go to church most every Sunday? Don't they take your E every Sunday?
Every E. Every Sunday. Well, I mean, but think about it. You get.
Oh, no.
You know,
and
maybe my perspective could be wrong or just a little different, but God been good to us 52 weeks out of the year. You get your trifling raggedy behind up and say, we're going to go to church on this one Sunday. Like, that's going to sustain you till the next year this time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't say stuff like
is
that.
There a lot, is there some kind of book that they read and say you only have to really go Christmas, Easter, and New Year's or something? Is there something going on? Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, so it's it's a manual. I guess I go find it. We go Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter, and then go to the club after church on New Year's Eve.
We ain't talking about what going after New Year's Eve. We talking about doing there going on New Year's Eve. Ooh,
yeah,
Lord.
Go to church New Year's
that's
Eve.
That's your brain saying that.
And then go to the club. Because, you know, the club be jumping by the time, church let out on New Year's Eve.
You can't sit that long. You can't. You're already sitting in. You ain't paying the servant no attention, no way. You're just sitting there thinking about what you're going to do at the club when you get out.
Yeah, you just going to pay your respects. Because, you know, New Watch Night service let out, about 12:30? Yeah, that's how they look at it. They pay my respects.
Watch Night. Child, please. Some of the church don't let out till 4 day in the morning. What you talking about? Anyway, God been good to me. God been good to you. We're going to play it. Byron Cage in the house. Don't let him talk no more.
If it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, this place. Cause God, you've been good. Come on. Come on. Let's take it home, Daniel. Do it, y'all.
You, Jesus, I tell you, where will we be? I tell you, a lot of us is being where we are right now in a mess. But I tell you, God is covering his people. He is covering his people. So y'all get ready. Get ready. Mr. D, it may be getting hot. Mr. D, we
listen. I'm in the house.
See, we've been, look, see, they won't come. In seminary school, they tell you, be on time. Be asked.
I hear.
Or diligent, whatever was you want you.
Well,
be all
see,
but
see, Global, see, I got a gripe.
You didn't pay no attention.
She says so much about seminary school, where they teach you all this. How about elementary school, where they first teach you how to speak, how to pronounce your words?
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't have the time. I just
can't
play
you
along.
Understand what you, but let me tell you, I done told you, man, you don't have to take off of me, because I'm going to beat him. He not give. Listen. See, don't worry about it, because we on the air. Because what I want to say, I don't think I can say it on there.
Look,
I
need
not.
A translator. She sounds like that dog that be on the cartoon and go.
But you understand what I'm saying? If you can't understand sign language, I can help you understand the sign. You get what? You picture that?
I can't interpret gibberish.
Yeah, but I got that one. Did that go over your head? She said, you don't understand sign language, then you can understand basically getting beat up with the sign. Okay. We're going to go ahead. We got Inspiration Corner coming up. This is just too much. I hope y'all listeners don't think we crazy, but we like to have a good time, you know.
No, we're crazy. Yeah.
They called me crazy, so it's all right. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Yes, sir. Anyway, I'm going to pray a song for Inspiration Corner. Jehovah Shammah, Glory Pope in the house. You got to get Jehovah Shammah. Please help me, Jesus. Help me.
You don't know what you have done. Been in doubt about our life, my life. You haven't been around me lately. You left me high and dry, and I know you care nothing about me, but I know one who'll never be my side. Jehovah Shammah, he won't let me like it. He'll never leave or forsake me. Jehovah Shammah, he won't do what you do. No. Jehovah Shammah, he won't let me like you. He'll never leave or forsake me. Jehovah Shammah, he won't do what you do. No. I'm tired of arguing with you. You got your baby mama's picture up on your dashboard, boo. Now do you think that I'm gonna miss you? A man is supposed to be the head of the household, you see. But when you have no education, there's tribulation, no dedication. How do I love you?
Jesus is a man to honor.
has a shaman, he won't do what you do. He'll never leave nor forsake you. He has a shaman, he won't do me like you. He's not an abandoned man. He has a shaman, he won't do what you do.
Shama,
he won't do what you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jehovah Shama, baby. Glory Pope in the house. Glory Pope in the house. Oh, that's good. I like that. Okay, go ahead. Go on with your. Okay, Inspiration Corner right here, right now, right here on GGV. Glorious Gospel Vibes, baby.
Inspiration.
Bless the Lord. How's everybody doing this beautiful Sunday? We're going to be talking a little bit about you. I listened actually to Evangelist Glory Pope right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We're going to talk a little bit about ever increasing demands of faith. Well, I call it understanding faith and what's going on with faith. What is it about faith that keeps demanding of us greater things that's happening around us, you know, like coronavirus and all this stuff that's going on, these trials and tribulations? Why do our afflictions grow more intense, more and severe, and closer we get to Christ? Here it is, there it is, right there in our face. Just when we come through a one trial that proves us faithful, our heart declare, Lord, I'll trust you for everything. And here comes another increasing test, some kind of test, some kind of what they call in the fire type test with intensity at that. The fact is that every saint who grows ever closer to God and his heart will find his burdens and trials becoming more and more intense. Now I call it understanding how to use faith and how to get faith to have faith in you. And I have another friend, a pastor, David Wilkerson, who agrees with me, and I'm going to be quoting some of his stuff. He called it ever increasing demands of faith, and which he called a pattern of thought, which goes out throughout the scriptures, and it's a thought process. So now we first, when we read the Word of God, we read Abraham. Let's check out Abraham. Abraham's faith. God asked him to pack up his family and travel to an unnamed destination. Here probably was an incredible test for Abraham as well as his family. Yet by faith, Abraham obeyed God, and it was by faith he lived among strangers in strange lands, yet was unharmed and blessed. And by faith, Abraham was delivered from every crisis through supernatural dreams and visions given by God. Now, at one point, God told Abraham to behold the starry sky, saying, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them, so shall thy seed be. In other words, Abraham, that's how many children, grandchildren, children's children, family that you're going to have. They will number as many as the stars. What an incredible promise. This word to Abraham was beyond the comprehension of any human being to be able to grasp, to even conceive in their mind. What was Abraham's response to this promise? He believed in the Lord. What was the result of this faith that Abraham had? What did his deep abiding trust mean in God's eyes? We find this answer in a single verse in the Bible. He believed. You know, we talked about this last week. He believed in the Lord our God, and God counted it to him as righteousness. That's in Genesis 9. 15th chapter. Check it out. So, time after time, Abraham put his faith in God, and he was considered righteous in God's eyes. So by the time Abraham turned 100 years old, he had endured a lifetime of incredible tests and faith. Through it all, scriptures say he had trusted God. And now the Lord said, of this faithful, obedient man, I know him. He said, I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, so do justice and judgment. Do you see what God himself said to this man? He said, I trust him. God, Abraham had proven his faith. And not only just that time, but even with his son Isaac. He proved himself. We got to begin to trust God. We want to trust God for everything that we want, but you want to trust. When you start having trials and going through trials and tribulations, then you find out, oh my God. It's just too much for me. I just can't take it. It's just too much. Oh, really? Well, think about this. The very day you committed your life to trust God, no matter what the cost, he knew your present trial when it was going to come. He knew then that you should love him regardless throughout everything that you may come into. By grace, you are determined to be an overcomer. Am I right? I hope so.
That's right.
See, I'm convinced that right now everything you're facing points to what's going on right now. All this stuff that we're going through right now, that some people take it so heavy. Oh, they're so in. Oh, Lord, we ain't going to be God. We got to put on 10 health face masks. We got to put on hats, some earmuffs. We got to put on about 10 pair of gloves, about 5 pair of pads. You know, they're going through some craziness. But you're supposed to believe there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. There shall be no night there. There shall be no rain over here forever and ever. He has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on this earth. We shall believe in everything God has already said because it's already done. We believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ when we believe that we are already taken refuge. God got us. I'm telling y'all, he got us. I'm telling you, he do. And this suggests that God is preparing us right now for what he wants to entrust to us in this new age, new world, as they trying to come up with all kind of crap. But I'm telling y'all, simply put, he has plans for us beyond our comprehension. We cannot even hardly conceive what God has already planned for us. Paul speaks about it. He speaks of it. And in this one, he says, we will serve God continually with all joy. And he has raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And this is Ephesians. Let me get that up. Go to the second chapter, Ephesians. Now think about that. We hear all kind of stuff going on. We hear testimonies of the Lord's mercy and kindness for ages to come after all this going on. Oh, the Lord did this. He brought us through for it. Well, one for Jesus. Oh, Lord. Everybody going to be on TV. Everybody going to be on. We have men, you come to church, put your tithes in. Because I'm going to show you how God, you see what God did for you then. You know, y'all going to, y'all better trust God right now. And when you don't see it, trust him. Trust him right now. Don't wait. So, beloved, I believe we are being weaned from everything that is of this world. The pain we're getting ready to experience and right now experiencing, these awful birth, what they call birth pains, God has allowed us to be so weakened of human strength that we may stop all striving and let him take us to the rest. Let God take us the rest of the way up. There's a old gospel song came. Remember that? By and by. By and by when the morning comes. Remember that song? All the saints of God gather home. We shall tell the story how we always come. For we'll understand it better by and by. Y'all remember that?
Whoa,
yeah. By and by. Oh, yeah. That's the song right there, man. What? I have testified of God's goodness throughout my lifetime, and I know God has been good to me. I can remember all the way back to the Father. I can remember that God was with me then, and he's with me right now. And whatever is to come, I'm going to tell the story of his glory all over the world, of how real, near, and merciful Jesus was to me in the worst time. So gird up yourself and get ready. Trust in the Lord your God with all your might, all your soul. And he's going to show you some things. He will show you some things. He ain't never failed, and he's never lost not one. Let's trust in the Lord. And that's the end of what I have to bring y'all to Inspiration Corner today. I hope you've been uplifted by that, what I've said. I pray you've been uplifted by more than what I've said. So more than yesterday, I love him. I love him. I'm playing it again. More than yesterday, Global Pope in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Live. Clay he has molded. Every day I love him more than yesterday, and I hope you do too. But those of you that need to be saved right now, that need to just come to Jesus, they don't know what to do, what to say. They don't want to go to church to find out that they want to just be saved and they want to start somewhere. If you just want to say a short salvation prayer right now and say that I am saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and the evidence, you're going to get the evidence speaking tongues when you get through with this. We're going to say this right after me. Heavenly Father, I want to be saved and come into the fullness of you. I know that I have sinned in my life, and I ask you to forgive all my sins, the ones I know about and the ones I don't know about. I now confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and I believe this in my heart, that God has raised him from the dead. I ask that Jesus come into my heart and create in me the kind of person you, Father, have intended me to be. I thank you for this wonderful gift. And now I know that I am saved. Praise be to God. And if you have said that with me right here, right now, then you are certainly saved, and we welcome you into the fold of everlasting love. Now, this is what we want you to do. We want you to get into a Bible-teaching church. Now, you got to get some word. Get you a brand-new Bible, if you don't have to. But get you a Bible that you can read and understand. Right.
That's the only way you're going to maintain your salvation. I tell this to some of the members, the younger members. Get into a church. Go through your phone and delete all them phone numbers of the people you ain't got no business hanging around, because they're not going to let you maintain your salvation. Just go ahead and remember now that you are now a new creature. Old things have passed away.
Passed away.
And you become new. So
there you go.
You need to go through your phone and go through your life and go through your mind and do some spring cleaning.
Hey, what you need to do. We right here. We'll be back in next week, same time, same place. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. That's
me.
Pieces in our mouth, what we're talking about, taking you on home, cause you're rough in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone, and you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone. We won't